last night. We found the perfect campsite nestled in the trees by a mountain stream. We pitched our tents and gathered wood and sang around the fire till we all got tired and said good night, good night. I crawled into my sleeping bag and zipped it to my cold nose, quickly had my eyes closed. When a very scary hairy bear came lumbering along, and a very scary hairy bear as big as a truck is fierce and strong. He sniffed, and with a giant paw, his claws reached out to catch me, but he didn't scratch me. Instead, he growled and said, I'm lonely. Could I share your campsite? I'll be gone by daylight. Do you mind? Would you ever argue with a bear as big as a truck? I didn't think so. So I opened up the flaps of the tent. And the very scary hairy bear stretched across my feet. And the very scary hairy bear, as big as a chair, soon fell asleep. At first, I lay there in the dark, afraid to move a muscle. Then I felt him nuzzle my toes. I curled them up so tightly that I got a headache, and I made the tent shake. But the very scary hairy bear didn't even stir, and a very scary hairy bear as big as a pillow has snuggly fur. I guess I must have slept too late, 'cause it was hot and muggy, and Dad had to nudge me. Get up, kid. I stretched before I realized the bear I met was missing, and Sis yelled, time for fishing. But the very scary hairy bear had left without a trace, and a very not so scary teddy bear as big as a kitty was in its place.